And when Krishna killed the bull, Radharani said, I don't want to ever see you again because you're sinful. Krishna said it was a demon. She said, I don't care, it was a bull and you're sinful. Krishna said, what do I have to do? How can I get
care?
Said, you have to bathe in all the holy places in the universe. She thought that'd be impossible. Krishna dug a little hole. That's Radhakunda. Shyamakunda. And then he called all the holy places to come. And they all came and they all flowed in. And Radharani got upset. And there's Keshi. Keshi was one of the last demons to come to Vrindavan. He came as a big horse. It frees a sinful devotee from the illusion of considering himself a great devotee. Such an illusion produces material pride and the tendency to lord it over others. That has to be given up. The thing is, all these bad qualities, because we're born in the Kali Yuga and material bodies, we all have these things to some extent. That's what keeps us from really surrendering. Then the Yomasura. That's a demon that can fly in the sky. That killing him means leaving the dishonest company of thieves and fake, deceitful devotees. So these things are Krishna. Basic, all the demons, the major demons. Krishna killed many more demons. Every day, Krishna would kill them and they would enjoy for the pleasure of all the boys. But these are the really big ones. So it's explained, if a devotee humbly prays to Krishna to remove all the obstacles in his heart that are represented by the demons that Krishna killed, Krishna will certainly do the do so. But the demons killed by Balaram, we have to make a personal effort to get rid of these bad
qualities.
The secret of Vrajabhajan. Dainakasura represents a bad mentality, ignorant of spiritual knowledge. Foolishness and superstition. Kalambasura represents superficially performing bhakti while actually entertaining lust for women, money, worship, and we want to get rid of these things, right? Like people that are angry and proud, they become, oh, that's great. And the modern society is trying to teach us that these are good qualities. So, and thank you for listening. Do you have any questions? See, now these childhood pastimes of Krishna, so they're very easy to remember. But they're actually the highest type of meditation. Many people say, oh yes, my grandmother told me those when I was a child. That's for the old ladies and children.
इनको बुढ़ी स्त्रियों के लिए बच्चों के लिए
But we see that Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, they were absorbed. They wrote books and poems.
लेकिन रूप गोस्वामी
Songs about all this bhakti vinod thakur.
इन्होंने इस पर इन लोगों का ध्यान किया
Sukadev Goswami.
रसलीले
For the very wonderful special mercy of Krishna.
कृष्ण की कृपा में
All right. So, any question today?
Any question?
Nice to see so many people here.
Both are you like Krishna?
Yeah. How many of you have that book, Krishna?
Krishna,
okay. Almost everybody. How many have read that book? Not as many. How many have read it more than once? So if you don't have it, please give one. It's 150 rupees. It's very valuable. One year I was selling Bhagavad Gita on the train going from Mathura to Delhi every day. So almost everybody's reading newspapers. Some people too newspapers. Sometimes three
newspapers.
But they're saying, I can't afford the Bhagavad Gita. I said, you're spending every month 90 rupees for one newspaper. Maybe it's more now. Three rupees a day. Bhagavad Gita, you spend one time 100 rupees. And you can read it every day. You don't have to buy another one. Much better. The really important news. Spiritual world. So please, if you have the book, read it. Talk about it. Remember it. The pictures of many of these leelas are in there. And don't have it, buy one.
Then you
give one to somebody as a gift. And this way we'll automatically by meditating on these pastimes, how Krishna kills all these demoniac qualities, we'll become free from these demoniac influences. All around us. One Indian doctor told me when he started medical school, it's in India. Said the first thing that they taught was there's no soul. You have to understand there is no soul. There's just some node or something
that
makes things happen. There's no soul. These things are going on. So we have to know better, and Krishna can annihilate and protect us. Any question? Yes, sir. Huh?
What is meant by devotional service?
Devotional service means work that's for the pleasure of Krishna. Devotion. Bhakti means, Prabhupada translates, loving devotional service. It's like if you love your wife, you know, then you work so that you can provide her with a nice house and lots of sari. But we mean towards Krishna. With love. Working for the pleasure of Krishna. And it can, there's so many different ways one can do that. And chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. That includes all other types of devotional accomplish everything simply by chanting. And you can do that any place, any time.
पर किसी भी स्थान पर किसी भी समय में
एनीवन कैन डू इट
कोई भी कर सकता है
इन जापान दे हैव मेनी ट्रकिंग कंपनीज वेरी कन्वीनियंट Anything you want to send anywhere, you just phone them, they come to your house and they take it overnight. One of them is called Issa Demo Nande Modoko Demo. So I thought of chanting because it means, Issa Demo means anytime. Nandemo means anything. Doko Demo means any place. It doesn't say Dari Demo. Dari Demo means any person. So, but anyone can chant the holy name of Krishna, and it doesn't matter where you are or when, what time it is.
No,
not like some kinds of meditation, you have to do it at a certain time and you have to be qualified. You have to be in the right place. It helps to be in the temple, and it helps to be in early morning and all that. It makes it easier to chant. But you can chant any time. Always good. And you can perform all types of devotional
services.
And that will purify your heart. Come to remember more and more about give up our Dana Kasura type mentality. Alright, any other questions?
I need to ask a question. Two questions. First, we need to find the war of Mahabharata. And Krishna also provided an example of his friend. He was Rama, as he worshipped also Mukha before Rama.
ये प्रश्न का मैं रिपीट ट्रांसलेटिव क्वेश्चन इनका प्रश्न ये है कि भगवान ने अर्जुन से महाभारत का युद्ध करने से पहले दुर्गा की पूजा करने के लिए क्यों कहा और फिर भगवान कृष्ण ने अर्जुन से ये भी कहा था कि भगवान राम ने रावण को मारने जाने से पहले दुर्गा की पूजा की थी ये मेरा प्रश्न है और भगवान राम ने रामेश्वरम में शिव जी की पूजा की थी तो क्यों की थी ये भी मेरा प्रश्न है मतलब इनका प्रश्न है
So when Arjuna worshipped Durga, then she came and told him, you don't have to worry because you don't need me because you met Krishna.
लेकिन जब दुर्गा जी अर्जुन के सामने आई थी, तो दुर्गा जी ने अर्जुन से कहा कि तुम्हें मेरी पूजा करने की जरूरत ही नहीं।
So that was to teach us.
ये हमें सिखाने के लिए।
Straighten everyone out.
ये हमें सिखाने के लिए कि नम्रता
हमें। The thing about Ram worshipping Shiva, as far as I know, it's not in the Valmiki Ramayana.
और ये वाल्मीकि रामायण में नहीं लिखा है कि भगवान राम ने शिव की पूजा की थी।
One, well, somebody said something like he was telling Shiva, I have to go kill your devotees.
कोई कहता है कि वो जो शिव को बता रहे थे कि देखो मैं तुम्हारे भक्त को मारने जा रहा हूँ।
Ram Ishwaram means Ram is the controller, not that Shiva is the controller.
Ram Ishwaram, मतलब Ram Ishwar है.
There was a time there in South India when the Shaivites even removed the Vishnu deities out of the temples and worshipping Shiva. All this
false.
Thank you. Good question. Many, many people are thinking.
बहुत लोग इसके बारे में सोच रहे हैं
natural condition of the soul.
Now
we're conditioned with all worship in Krishna if you give me an instant. But if we just chant the holy name and render service to Krishna, then we'll develop more and more. We get purified and cleanse the heart and actually begin to want to serve only for the pleasure of Krishna. And by hearing about the activities of the pure devotees, like the residents of Vrindavan and everybody, how they just loved Krishna and they didn't want anything from Krishna, meditating on that. We develop the desire to be like that, and we will be like that. Thank you. You want to have unconditional love for Krishna? We pray also, we pray for them. Whatever, you know, prayer, we pray, we'll get it. Be careful what you pray for. Pray. When we chant Hare Krishna, it means, please Krishna, let me serve you. Let me become qualified to serve you. Radharani, let me be qualified. Krishna, teach me how to serve you. All those things are there. So we chant with that attitude of wanting to serve Krishna, then everything will come. But be patient.
Yeah, so I would like to ask one question that the entire universe is created by Lord Krishna.
Yeah.
So we should worship the Lord Krishna. But why we are only to sometimes we are worshiping, you know, Ganesh, sometimes Durga. So they are also created by the Krishna.
Yeah.
Why Krishna created Durga? So we are going sometimes we are going to Lord Krishna sometimes Durga temple, sometimes we are going to worship, sometimes we are going to Ganesh. Why everything is created by Krishna? Why?
The universe is created to fulfill the desires of the fallen soul.
Yeah.
Of course, Durga and Shiva, they're like in charge of it. Creation, maintenance, and destruction of the universe. And some people are bewildered and think they're supreme, so they're worshipping them. But if we honor, we should honor them as servants of. That's all right, but to think they're supreme and to be worshipping them for material gain, most people go to Shiva and Durga because they're thinking, well, they're in charge of the material universe, so I'll give my share. That's wrong, that's condemned, but to worship them as guru, Shiva's guru, he can give us Krishna. That's all. But if we just worship Krishna, the demigods are very happy with that. They're happy if someone worshiping Krishna. They don't care. Once in a while they get envious, like anger or something, but not so bad. Not all the time. Most of the time they're happy. So I usually, you know, like many people when we first preached it, especially from Hindu background, you know, they've been worshiping the demigod in their family for many years. You don't have to stop that, but how to worship the demigod, they like the Hare Krishna kirtan, demigod like the chant Hare Krishna for them, and they want Krishna prasad. Offer to Krishna, give it to them, and you take it afterwards, very nice. They're not supreme. They're not equal to Krishna. That's the mistake. Many people think that, like Chaitanya said, Nam Nam, Akadi, Bhagavan, and Nisavishakya. Krishna has many names.
Devadatta Puja, अगर आप हरे कृष्ण महाप्रभु के रजत से हिंदू देवताओं को भी अच्छा तो इस प्रकार देवताओं की पूजा की जाती है.
I went to one Mayavadi temple one time and he had all the demigods on the wall. And somehow he was reading Chaitanya
Charitamrita.
I said, do you read the purport? He said, oh, no, no. Vaishnava
Kamja.
But he didn't know that the whole Chaitanya Charitamrita is Vaishnava
Kamja.
So he pointed to all these demigods and he said, Nam Nam Akari Bahuda. God has many names. So that idea that they're all equal, that's wrong. That is a mistake to worship them as athletes, to worship them as servants of Krishna.
इस प्रकार उनकी पूजा करना गलत है. कृष्ण की सेवा के रूप में उनकी पूजा करना ठीक है. Internet,
you can talk to people, you know, your body, ask your question.